Dragi moji, dobrodošli u Kosmičke putnike, ovde vaš domaćin Damijan. Ovog puta bih takođe želao da vam poželim dobrodošlicu u ovaj novi studio u kom će se od danas nadalje snimati i Kosmički putnici. Današnju epizodu smo napravili u okviru Adi Divine Awakening festivala koji se održao u Crnoj Gori na Adi Bojani sredinom septembra 2022. godine. Moj današnji gost se zove Henry Amar i u pitanju je jedan vrlo zanimljiv, da ne kažem izuzetan čovek koji je postigao neverovatne rezultate na polju reprogramiranja ljudske podsvesti i ponašanja. Neka od njegovih predavanja su bila objavljena i u okviru TEDx platforme i uticale su na stotine hiljade duša širom planete Zemlje. Henry u okviru Ada Divine Awakening festivala održao nekoliko radionica meditacije i vizualizacija koje ubrajam u neko od najintenzivnijih, ali najdivnijih iskustva tog tipa koje sam imao do tada. U današnjoj epizodi on je tu da malo više priča o tome čime se on zapravo bavi i tu je takođe da podeli neke od svoje tehnika koje mogu da nam pomognu na putu prevazilaženja prepreka koje nas obično sprečavaju da vodimo jedan srećen i ispunjen život. Nadam se da ćete uživati u današnjoj epizodi i vidimo se u Kosmičkim putnicima.
Henry, welcome to Cosmic Travelers. It's been a great honor getting to know you and
Thank
to
you.
Absorb all the knowledge that you shared within the workshops that you held in Ada Divine Awakening Festival. I feel so grateful that I have this opportunity to talk with you at this precise moment.
Thank you.
And I would also like to add that you yourself also host a podcast called Make It Happen with Henry Amar, which I would highly recommend to all my viewers to go and check out. I will leave the link of your podcast in the description below this video so you can check it out later. And I remember the first shop that you held within this festival, which I attended, certainly as the name of your podcast suggests, made a lot of things to happen for me and to me. So when we say that you're a human subconscious and behavior reprogramming expert, what does that actually mean and how does it work?
You know, it's thanks. Yeah, thank you so much. And thanks for having me. It's funny because I was always thinking, people are like, what do you do? And I was like, just racking my brain, I was like, I just study human behavior for the last 25 years. And I want to know, how do I heal? How do we reprogram? How do I really get from where I was, which was very fear-based, very in bondage, to be free, to be empowered, to be filled with, you know, just going from survival to creation, creating my life. And the best way I could put it was human behavior and subconscious reprogramming expert, human behavior, because I love studying why do we do what we do in our nervous system, mind, body, spirit, emotions, mentally, everything. And then why do we do what we do? How do we, you know, reprogram ourselves, our mind, our nervous system to actually create and live a life that's maximized and free. And so that's been my study, everything I could possibly study, from trauma-informed healing to, you know, NLP to neuroscience to hypnotherapy to whatever that is. You know, my obsession has been that for the last 25 years. So that's like the best way I could package it, I guess, and that's where it came from.
And like the most amazing part is like when we say reprogramming, it is actually possible to reprogram the patterns that we have inherited, either through our karma or like genes, or through our families or parents. And when I read about your work, you said like some of the principles that you follow is like, first of all, how can we heal? Mm-hmm. How can we empower and how can we manifest?
Yeah.
So could you expand on each of these topics?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, that's the best part about life. It's for me, like if we can reprogram ourselves and we could release ourselves, then sky's the limit, right? Like life completely changes. And so I've learned that through the last 25 plus years of my obsessive study and working with lots and lots and lots and lots of people, that you absolutely need three things before you can move forward, like fully. And one, you need to learn how to heal from your past, the programming, the beliefs, the trauma, whatever that is. And the reason that is if I'm moving forward to create a life that I want, and I had an experience in my past that was, my body felt it was dangerous, and this was similar to it, what's going to happen? It's going to pull me right back. All those old beliefs are going to pull you back, right?
Exactly.
And so also, so when you heal the past, the second thing you need to do is really understand how to reprogram your subconscious mind to the identity, to the values, to the belief system, to embody everything that you want to create and manifest and establish in the future. Right? And so, but you know, and we could focus on the past stuff, but unless you embody in every cell of your body that being that is automatically that. For example, like just in identity work, you know, my book is going to be done soon, and for a long time it took me a while to actually write my book, and then I was like, oh, when I write my book, I'll be an author. But the truth is, who writes a book? Mm. An author. So the second I embodied the author inside of me, like fully, it's like my book was like boom.
What is the name of the book?
My first book, I was going to release my first book, but now it's going to be my second book.
Okay.
My first book I'm releasing is called Love Based Boundaries.
So it still hasn't been published so far?
Not yet. It's finishing. Yeah, I'm finishing it. Yeah, I just did a TEDx talk on it 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, I will also leave a TEDx talk.
Thank you.
In the description below this video, so definitely check it
out. Yeah, thank you. My first one is out. My second TEDx should be out in a couple of weeks. I don't know when this episode is going to be out, but my second TEDx talk will be out. It's about boundaries. And so I was writing my first book about healing, moving forward through your life, through the healing process, and using your ambition to heal. And then in the middle of me writing it, I just had this crazy revelation download of boundaries. And it was a different approach to boundaries. I was like, I've never seen this approach to boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And I started exploring it, and then I wrote the second draft of my book, and then I bought every book on boundaries and realized that no one had addressed the things that I've been given to address in this book. So I'm really excited about the boundaries book. So that'll come out. And yeah, like, so regarding the programming, you know, and manifesting the future you want, you have to be able to embody all the parts of you in alignment for what that future looks like, right? And so that's part two. And then the third part, which is really, really important, is how do you empower yourself here and now?
Hmm.
With emotional mastery, with confidence, with the ability to take your past and heal it, to take your future and create it. How do you really step into that, the most powerful version of yourself right now? Because that's where everything happens. And so from this moment here, I can go back and heal my past stuff that's stored in my body. I can go back and start programming my nervous system for the future that I want, and begin to do the things that, and be the things that are gonna enable that future to come to pass. And then we create more empowerment, more peace, more love, more joy, more whatever we want, you know, you name it. But truthfully, in order to get from where you wanna be to where you wanna go, there's always going to be a gap, right? There's always going to be a gap. And if we were already programmed, if we thought it was safe and we were already programmed for the future that we wanted, we would have it.
That sounds so empowering in a way. And I would like, if you're okay with that, to share the experience that I had during your workshop, the first workshop, which was, I never experienced anything like it in my life because I never did an exercise like that. So I'm not going to go through entire lecture, but I will just speak about the thing that was like somehow most, wouldn't say most valuable, like it was like one of the most profound moments within this meditation. It was like when you told us to imagine a room filled with light and a mirror at the center of that room, and we were supposed to look at our own reflections in that mirror and send love, forgiveness, acceptance to our own image. And then we needed to slowly change our reflection into a smaller version, a child version of our own selves.
Yeah.
And then we needed to hug the child that we once were and give love, forgiveness, and compassion. And I just felt melting away. So what was happening?
You know, that's a lot of the deeper work that we do. And there's a lot of like language that I use in the processes that really gets past this critical wall of ours, and it goes to the subconscious mind. But you know, from a high level perspective of that, first, how often do we really look at ourselves? How often do we really look at ourselves? Not just to look at ourselves and be like, oh, let me fix my hair, or let me do something, but do we really look at ourselves and understand ourselves through the lens of a deep truth and a deep love? We need to do both. Right? Some of people just live in truth. Oh, I see myself and I'm the worst and I'm this. It's like, nope, that's not going to help. You know, we talked about truth. We say, people say the truth will set you free, but the truth is you'll never get to full truth unless it's safe to get to truth.
Exactly.
You know, or unless there's enough love and compassion to get to truth. And so how many times are we able to look at ourselves and say, wow, like some of us have been through some trauma. And usually they say, oh, people who have been through trauma are fragile. No, you're not. Like, look how strong you are. Look at what you've made it through.
Yeah, like people that came to this festival have actually went through a lot of trauma. Mm-hmm. It's like we spoke yesterday, people in the Balkans have inherited millennia of horrific things happening to their ancestors. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people have incredible amounts of trauma, genetic trauma. So you do actually a lot of work related to traumas. Mm-hmm. And would you describe your purpose of visiting the Ara Divine Awakening Festival like through trauma-based workshops?
You know,
or more like, how would you describe your mission within this festival?
You know, my mission was to, you know, it's a different perspective on certain things. It's not different, but it's, there's so much good embodiment here. It's amazing. That was really cool about this, is people play full out here, which is really powerful. And it was to really help people get empowered in a sense. The theme was reclaim your power. Mm-hmm. And one of my workshops was called Step Into Your Power. That's the one I think you're talking about first, is how do you really own and understand yourself to the point where you could be free? And part of that's trauma. It's the healing the past version.
Yeah.
You know, but each of the workshops, I made sure I implemented each of those elements, the past, the future, and the present, you know, in a subtle way that it weaved together.
You would say subtle? Well, that's gentle. Because like people were just blown out of their minds. I could just see people all around me crying, dancing, smiling. The smiling ceremony that we had, where we all probably laughed way more than you were expecting us to.
It was so good.
You definitely ignited a lot of things in people, not only traumas, but like many different closed stages within our own being.
Yeah. It was awesome, man. It was so beautiful to witness so many people. I think in one of our, in our session yesterday, we had 110 people there.
Like a lot.
And just the energy and the feeling and the releasing and the feedback was just so powerful to me. It was so beautiful to witness people saying, wow, like I've been carrying this for a really long time and it was gone. Like it feels released. And that was the goal. You know, my wife and I did it together. And I asked her, I said, how deep do we want? We have 2 hours. How deep do we want to go? Because we have to get them back out if we go deep, you know? And so I was like, people here go full out. Let's go for it. So we went, we did a deep process. But, you know, it was really, it's really a beautiful thing when we recognize that that everything we've been doing in our life, all the behaviors we've done have just been adaptive in the sense that like our body is just adapted to what is safe. You know, this is what our programming says. But the second, I just wanted to give people this hope of like, hey, your past doesn't have to equal your future. This is your power. This is who you are. This is what's happening in your body. Here's a process to help you go forward really fast. And here's what you can continue doing to keep going. You know, granted, I have these like 8-week programs where we dive in for 8 weeks. And I was like, okay, 2 hours, what can I give people? Mm. And I know the first one, I put a fire hose and I was like, here's all this information. Everyone's like, you know, writing a ton of notes. And I was like, you know, for the last one, really just pulled back. But the thing is, the purpose here was really to just trust what was needed at each workshop. Mm. You know, I'm really, really grateful to have done this for so long that when I see what the audience is doing and what they're doing, I can pivot to whatever they need. But it was really to help people truly reclaim their power as the festival's theme.
Yeah, and it's like not only the people who were attending were getting healed, it's like you were getting healed yourself, because I noticed how you were moved. It's not like you were just here giving this lecture. Mm-hmm. You also cried, mm-hmm. you also smiled, you also went through your own processes. Mm-hmm. And I remember looking at both you and your woman, I'm like, these two angels actually decided to do this, mm. like to decided that this kind of process would be their job. Mm. It was like, I felt so grateful.
Oh, thank you.
And I hope that you will be coming back to Balkans.
Yeah, we will, 100%. Balkans love it here, man.
Because
I'm here at least once a year, if not like 2 or 3 times a year. I love it.
So to summarize, both your podcast and your books, like can we all find it on one spot on the internet, or is it like spread onto different platforms?
Yeah, I mean, I'm on all the social media platforms like Instagram, TikTok, Facebook.
Okay, but like where do you share most of your stuff? So if people really want to get to know what you do, like what would be the best place online to do it?
I'll probably say Instagram is really convenient and easy. Okay. I put a lot of stuff out there right now.
Great.
And
so then, what is the name of your... Okay, anyway, I will attach the link of everything.
But thank you for asking. I appreciate that. And I appreciate if you're watching this, thank you for watching it. It's awesome. And thank you for doing this. This is great.
Yeah.
My Instagram is Henry, H-E-N-R-Y, and then my last name, Amar, A-M-M-A-R.
Okay.
And then my website's henryamar.com. I'm going to redo a whole revamp on it in the next month or so. And then, my Instagram, henryamar.
Great. So check it out. And before we finish this conversation and this incredible journey, because we're at the end of this festival, I just wanted to ask you if you can think of something that our viewers can do at this exact moment to maybe share a kind of technique. It doesn't have to be too long.
Yeah.
Just something that everybody that's watching this at this moment can actually feel what you're trying to do and what you're trying to share. And anything that comes to mind, that would be so great.
What would you say? Thinking all the techniques are like the files in your head. Something really, really simple is I think everybody gets triggered, right? All of us have emotions, and they're big emotions. Some of us have it. And one of the phrases I love is, don't be in your emotions, allow yourself to be with your emotions, right? And there's a framework that I love, and I'm thinking of what to give, because part of me wants to go into mode of like, if I'm going to give your viewers something, let's give them everything.
Yeah. Whatever you feel like.
Yeah, I would say that your emotions are messengers, they're not dictators. You know, they're not dictators. They're not here to run your life. They're here to give you a message, and they're here to lead you to more freedom. If we just learn to listen and love and embrace and embody, what is my body telling me, right? Like, if I'm angry, my body doesn't feel safe, right? If I'm anxious, I'm worried about something in the future. I'm afraid. Fear, right? Fear is it blocks so many people from relationships. When I'm afraid of my relationship, I'm angry, I'm yelling at, you know, we're yelling at each other, or we're like avoiding each other, right? In wealth, in abundance, if I'm afraid, I'm not going to go share my gift. If I'm afraid of failure, I'm not going to go for it. If I'm afraid of what people think, I'm not going to share this podcast, right? In health, fear is stress in the body. When you're stressed in your body for a long period of time, it's very unhealthy. Mental health, emotional health, physical health. And so, but people usually shy away from fear. And they say, choose love over fear, power over fear. And I'm like, no, put love into the fear. Embrace your fear. Understand what your body is telling you, because like what you resist is going to persist. What you keep pushing away is going to keep coming back.
Yeah, like the analogy that you use with the balloon that we actually tried to dive underwater.
Yeah.
It's a wonderful
analogy. Like all of us have these emotions like, don't want to feel it. I put it underwater. The deeper we put it underwater, one day it's going to go, it's going to pop up really, really high, right? And so, and there's lots of ways to do that, but first we just have to become lovingly self-aware. Like, what am I feeling? Why am I feeling it? What do I need to feel safe? And a lot of it comes from the past, right? And then it goes back to those three things I said. So emotions are messengers. You know, you put love into your fears, understand them, embrace them, get curious, accept them, and then have empathy on yourself. Have compassion on yourself, because the reason why you feel the way you do is because something happened in your past to make you feel this way today. And a lot of people beat themselves up, but I always said you can't beat yourself up into healing. You know, so that's just some of my thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Henry. You're an incredibly inspiring human being. Well,
I appreciate you, man.
And I really hope seeing you on the next Ada Divine Festival that's going to be here also in Ada, hopefully in 2023. So thank you for watching up until now. I will share everything that's related to Henry Works in the description below this video. So until next time, stay safe, love yourself, and conquer your fears.
That's right.
So see you. Ciao.